Jace's command tent was a buzz of activity, with soldiers rushing in and out, delivering status reports to the newly promoted general and relaying his orders to his troops. He was standing over a small table, looking over a map of the battlefield covered with red and blue markers indicating the respective position of enemy and allied troops.
General Malcolm, Satil said as she entered the tent and approached the table, I need to speak with you alone.
She could have waited until evening fell. Most nights, Jace still managed to slip away and see her in private, but what she had to say couldn't wait. So far, they had managed to keep their love and their six-month affair secret. Approaching him in the open lacked discretion, but it wasn't unheard of for a Republic general and a Jedi master to discuss strategy in private, so her request wasn't likely to raise any suspicions.
You heard Master Shan, Jace barked. Clear out!
The soldiers in the tent, along with the half-dozen officers who served as his advisors in the field, moved with typical military precision and efficiency, emptying the tent in a matter of seconds.
What is it, Satil?
Jace asked, dropping the formal address he'd used in front of the others. She heard the worry and concern in his tone. She hadn't told him she was pregnant yet. She'd only sensed the days-old life growing inside her because of her powerful connection with the Force. It would be months before her body began to show any physical signs of her condition. Jace must have read something in her expression. After 6 months of sharing their most intimate moments, it was difficult to hide anything from each other. But Satil hadn't come to tell him about the pregnancy. Not yet. There was something else she had to deal with first.
I've heard you're sending troops up into the mountains to search for the Imperials who fled the battle.
Jace nodded.
Some of them surrendered when we broke their ranks, but most of them are trying to make their way over to the spaceports near Gelmatar so they can escape off-world.
Let them go, Satil said. You don't need to hunt them down like animals.
If they surrender to the patrols, we won't do them any harm.
They don't know that, Satil reminded him. They will fight out of fear for their lives, and your people will have no choice but to fight back. Call off the patrols and many lives will be spared.
I'm not going to let enemy soldiers get away and go back to the Empire just so we can face them in another battle on some other world,
he protested.
How many of them will actually return to the Empire?
Satil countered.
Most of them will slink off to other worlds and disappear into civilian life.
I disagree, he said. And it's my decision, not yours.
This decision is guided by anger and hate, Satil warned him.
Of course it is, Jace shouted. You've seen what they're capable of. You've seen the death and horror they've unleashed on innocent worlds. We're supposed to hate them. They're the enemy.
There was a sudden silence, the fury of his words momentarily shocking them both into silence. Then Jace came around from behind his table and placed his hands on Satil's shoulders.
I'm sorry, Satil. I didn't mean that the way it sounded. But I can't do what you do. I can't just brush away all the pain the Empire has caused.
Revenge won't ease that pain, Jace.
When the war first started, I used to keep a list of every friend I'd seen die in battle,
Jace told her.
I'd recite their names each night before I went to sleep, trying to remember their faces, clinging to their memories. As the war dragged on, the list grew longer. After a few years, it was too long for me to recite each night. Then it became too long for me to even remember them all. Hundreds and hundreds of good men and women. Their lives taken by the Empire. And every Imperial soldier that isn't captured or killed is someone who might add another name to that list. That's why I have to send out my patrols. That's why we have to hunt the enemy down like animals. I owe it to the names on that list.